everybody, I'm Greg Martin, and this is CNC Crossroads, and tonight, you're going to be in the middle of a Texas tornado and a Louisiana typhoon, representing rock and roll, great Oogly Moogly and ZZ Top! And from the country side of the house, give it up for Brooks and Dunn! Woo! Welcome. Welcome. Gentlemen, start your engines. Let's go.
Don't care. The girls go to hell. the heavy metal, dance with the devil everywhere they go. Others of them cut a rug to the fiddle, dance to the rhythm of the Cotton Eye Joe. Some they walk the straight and narrow, some girls they just don't care. Dripping in diamond rings, little sister wears high heels and blue jeans, a long neck drinking certified wild thing. Some they walk the straight and narrow, some girls they just don't care. Good girls go to heaven, bad girls.
Tell your story, Ronnie.
In college, in 1972, my grandmother bought me a car.
Uh-oh.
And it was an SS Nova. It was jacked up in the back, and it had chrome reverse wheels, big wide
just
tires.
The kind of thing you would expect your grandmother to buy you.
This is not your grandmother's car. I know it's not.
My grandmother's cool.
Cool.
She drank Schlitz beer and smoked Viceroy's and gave me a car. She was really kind of my second mother. I would drive around campus. It had a cool 8-track stereo in it. It was cooler than the car. And the first 8-track tape that I got was Tres Hombres.
Uh-oh.
And, I mean, it was the
So welcome to Crossroads, guys. I think from a fan perspective, the first question would be, how did you guys initially meet?
It may have been throwing crafts in Vegas. Might have been the first time after the
Billboard Awards at the Hard Rock.
Or was it in Houston? What do you think?
Well, it was a gamble either way.
You guys really cut your teeth playing juke joints and honky-tonks. How do you think that experience and starting in that arena really affected your sound?
It certainly was a cornerstone for our humble beginnings. And
it's called dues.
Right. You can't discount the experience of playing in that personal type of thing. You're just playing in a larger bar.
I think it has something to do with the kind of songs you play and whatever, too, when you're going to go face real people every night, as opposed to sitting by yourself in a room and quietly reflecting on your innermost self and going into the studio and never having to meet a room full of people night after night. You know, you got to go out there and face them with something that's going to kick their butts and get them going.
No matter how hard I try, I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose.
loose from this ball and chain. I'm a Friday night, I like to party hard, I bet you do too. I carry home with a Cadillac Judy, spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Let's talk about some influences a little bit. Who were some of your guitar influences as a young child?
Billy Gibbons, and I wasn't a young child, but you know, after I learned the E chord, you know, I remember going to New Orleans, driving from Shreveport down, because these guys were just really starting to get the buzz in Texas, Louisiana, whatever, and we were just hearing about them, you know. I mean, it was just first time I saw these guys, you know, they could play a song for 30 minutes and never repeat themselves and just jam, and that's what we were into, man. And it was really inspiring, you know. It was just the kind of music made you want to go back home and lock yourself in a room and see if you couldn't figure out just a couple of those licks.
We got one of the great rock blues bands here, one of the great country bands here. People want to know, what kind of common ground Brooks and Dunn and ZZ Top, what do you guys share?
It's probably no secret that we've enjoyed sharing gospel, blues.
I think we all listen to a lot of the same kind of music. We grew up in the same part of the country, Texas, Louisiana, and stuff. Listening to, I mean, Muddy Waters to roots gospel stuff in church. We're all Baptists. You got to be, come from that part of the country, whether you are or not.
We were talking about playing the blues and the many sides of Brooks and Dunn and the crazy things that ZZ Top has managed to do. I was mentioning a song that is really based in more of the blues thing. And we were probably playing it at the same time in two different clubs in two different parts of the world. But how about this one? Let me give you a little piece of that.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna get up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. I'm gonna get up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. I quit the best gal I've been loving so my friends can have my room.
Let's get it.
I'm gonna write a letter to China, see if my baby's over there. I'm gonna write a letter to China, see if my baby's over there. If she ain't up in them Hawaiian Islands, must be in Ethiopia somewhere.
That's cool.
Some of that Ethiopian rock. Talking about the blues influence, I know both of you groups have been influenced by the blues, but also traditional country.
And, oh, yes, indeed.
With that in mind, Kix Ronnie, you mind picking us a tune?
You know, we go out for years and play bars and beer joints and stuff. Step off the, you know, country honky-tonks, hardcore country honky-tonks. The band stopped playing, bang, the jukebox is ZZ Top. It makes it.
Oh, yeah.
You can mix it.
Hello, heartache. Who let you in? Swore the last time, never again. Back together, just you and me. Where's your old friend, Mr. Misery? I went and did it. I dropped my guard. I fell in and I fell hard. Now she's saying she's found someone new. How could I have been such a fool? And I tell myself, I told you so, as I fall apart. I can't blame love, but I'll never forgive my heart. Oh, I can't blame love, but I'll never forgive my heart.
That's the part where Destiny always cries.
Tore him up.
All right, I'm done.
All right, guys, I think we have someone in the audience with a question. Is that right, Joe?
I was just wondering, with songs like Good Girls Go to Heaven, Bad Girls Go Everywhere, and Tube State Boogie, and Pearl Necklace, you guys wrote a lot of great songs about sex. And I was wondering if, it ever got you in trouble when you got home.
We need somebody else with another question. Next question.
Why do you think we're on the road so much?
Question over here.
I'd like to know, why doesn't Frank have a beard?
That's good. Let me answer that. Frank's beard was taken away at the airport coming up here.
You think I don't get searched?
All right, we got time for one more question. Go ahead, sir.
Out of all the tours and stage shows that you guys have done over the years, I was just wondering which one you guys had the most fun with or enjoyed the most.
Right here, right now.
Amen.
Yeah, man.
I got to tell you, this week, hanging together, it's been a real delight that we're talking about earlier. I'm one that's not that crazy about rehearsing, which probably shows. But it's not been work at all with these guys.
I don't know if you can do this with your open string. I'm laying this guitar. Can y'all sing a piece of that thing you were doing on stage yesterday? I mean, they had a cool country song. Can you do a piece of it?
It's putting you on the spot.
You want to use this guitar?
Try to tell her she'll understand when you stay out and you lay out with Brooks and Dunn, giving all the love that you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now that's country.
A lot of our friendship revolved around the discovery that we knew their stuff and they knew some of our stuff. And when it comes right down to it, Dusty probably says it best, please don't make us sing Maria.
Just don't make me sing.
Yeah, but you got to let us do how.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Billy. You know, it's cool enough just hanging out with these guys, but we are dying to haul with ZZ Top.
Well, on a night like tonight, let me give you a little taste of this thing. It kind of starts off. Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about that shack outside the Grange. How.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Man, I gotta keep on going.
Some more of that.
Let's do.
Everybody! some more of that.
There's a barb in my butt. The passenger seat is not accommodating at all.
Part of being a duo is knowing what side of the car to get in on.
Uh-huh. I flunked today.
Cars, you guys are very big car fanatics. I know you guys are sponsored race cars. How did you guys develop this interest with cars?
Gosh, well, who doesn't?
Yeah, I think that's pretty universal.
That's just kind of a country boy thing.
Cars,
I think all of us probably, when we were old enough to drive, I know first thing I did was take a perfectly good car and jack up the back of it and put cherry bomb on it and, you know, just anything I learned how to do. And it got to where, you know, I started taking stuff apart that I shouldn't have and eventually learned how to put it back together. But I think that's just country boy souping it up and going downtown and being loud, you know.
Frank had his go with running Daytona. Dusty's still
running from the law.
discovered that makes Brooks and Dunn and ZZ Top work is we only know three chords.
Well, as you guys have progressed, certainly both of you have very large stage presence. Is that something that was orchestrated from the beginning, or was it something that you just fell into, you got a great response and said, aha, we found something that works?
I'm sure we'll speak for all of us. We just, you know, people just learned how pretty we were right off the bat. Just went with it, didn't we?
He's a pretty man.
He is a pretty man.
He's a bad man.
Well, we've been inspired by these guys all the way down the line. And whenever we feel like we're building an inflatable or some gag that's too over the top, we go, look what ZZ did in 85, you know? It's like, we're not even there yet, you know? Forget it, build it, do it.
We got an agreement. We're going to be able to go through their warehouse, and we're going to give them the key to ours, and, you know.
Yeah, we were talking the other day. Let's go through each other's warehouses and see if we can't trade some stuff. Baby,
we're talking about trading an old dusty Brahma bull for a bubble-blowing goat. Yeah. Working on it.
Hey, y'all, you're probably getting tired of hearing it, but... I'd like to take one last minute to say thanks to Billy and Dusty and Frank for coming down to Nashville and hanging out with us, showing us how to wear sunglasses, you know.
And it goes without saying, ZZ Top getting to hang out with Brooks and Dunn and them bands. It's the best. Now let's give them drummers some now.